What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in into the Dental Marketer podcast. Let me just scoot up my chair a little bit here. It's one of those office chairs where, well, it's almost like every office chair where it has that little lever where you can lower it and higher it. Sometimes I like to lower it all the way while editing, listen to some music. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in into the Dental Marketer podcast. How's your guys' day coming along? I hope it's going good. Mine's is okay. It's kind of hot out here in California, Southern California. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I put my stories. You know how Instagram has Instagram stories now? I put pretty much what I do, you know, on the daily. Not on the daily, but some moments in my life, I put it on there. So you can, if you guys are ever interested, what's Michael doing today? Go over there on Instagram. Look up the Instagram story. You don't even have to follow me. You can Instagram stalk me if you want and just watch it. And then, no, oh, that's what he's up to, you know? Write a comment. Cool, man. Or whatever you guys want to say. But yeah, thank you guys so much once again for tuning in into the Dental Marketer podcast. Let's see what we got here today. Today, before we get into that episode, actually, I want to give a special thanks to our supporter, Facebook Ignite by Dr. Anissa Holmes. Guys, if you are serious, and I mean if you are really serious about attracting new patients, just click the link in the show notes below or go to deliveringwow.com/TDM and you will see so much like reviews, testimonials about this product. I mean, let me just read you one really quick. Dr. Andagi spent $2.40 and she got 8 new patients. She says, thanks, Anissa, for sharing your knowledge. We started on Tuesday with a new year, new you campaign promotion, and in 2 days, we got 8 new patients. The best part is we only spent $2.40. $2.40. Oh, my gosh. Where are you going to get, you know, hey, can I pay you $2, $3, or $5? And you can bring me 8 new patients? Yeah, sure. No worries. I mean, that's not even gas right there. I mean, at least over here, we're paying our gas over here is like $2, $3.19 for premium. So $2.75 for unleaded. I mean, guys, you're literally almost paying like for a cup of coffee, iced coffee, because a cup of coffee is like $1.75 here in Starbucks. So iced would be like $2. Cup of coffee and you get 8 new patients. But this Facebook Ignite teaches you all these ways on how to use your ads, how to use your Facebook Messenger, the targeting secrets. And it's not a course where it's just like, all right, here you go, take it, and I'll leave you. No, like Dr. Anissa Holmes literally holds your hand step by step. You have a question, boom, she'll answer immediately right away. I can go on and on and on about this program and how much I support it. Just because they support me doesn't mean like, you know, I'm going to say, all right, guys, I support you. No, I support it even if they didn't support me at all or even if they didn't support the podcast, because this is, I've talked to doctors, I've talked to other people who are in the marketing game who are really high up there, and they all agree this is brilliant. Look, I'm going to read you another one. Dr. Nunez started his practice 6 months ago. He got 50 new patients a month from Facebook. He's on track to making 1 million this year. You don't believe him? Just go to the link and then see the comments he's making. That's deliveringwow.com/TDM. And if you do that, guys, if you click the link, you put a little bit of money in my pocket as well. So thank you guys so much for that. Anyways, let's see what we got going on next. This episode, I interview the founder of PatientSnap. Now, PatientSnap is a software where it helps you increase your reviews. How is this possible? You're asking me, Michael, how can it help you increase reviews? Well, the founder, his name is Stuart Fott. And what the software does is from your personalized PatientSnap dashboard, you can simply enter your patient's phone number that you already have on file and in their system, in your system, and it will automatically generate links to your most valuable review sites, Google, Yelp, or your own website, sorry. So let's say Sally, right, is your patient and she just left your office. You know what? You guys are so fantastic. I love it. I love it here. Thank you. Thank you, doctor. And she leaves, right? And you might be the doctor who just forgot to ask for a review, Or you might have asked her, but then, you know, on the way out, she forgets because she has a life. Or maybe you might be that type of doctor. You're like, I'm not that comfortable to ask for a review. You know, I don't know how. I can't work up the courage or what have you. I don't know, you know. Well, as soon as she leaves, you know, just choose to send her a text message through Patient Snap. Pick the patients you want. And a link will also generate and say, hey, you know what, Sally, click this link. I notice you love us. Do us a favor, please. And just leave a small review. You can say, you know what, Dr. Joe is awesome. Everybody go to him, you know, and just leave it on. You know, it does us a huge favor. Just click the link, right? Write whatever you want and just click the link. Helps generate much more reviews. And we all know patient reviews are so, so very important, right? I mean, we can all have master's degrees and doctorates and all this training. But if your Yelp or your Google or whatever main third-party website you're from dominates the reviews and it's all one-star reviews or bad reviews, then you're not going to get the best type of patients, if any patients, you know what I mean? You're not really going to be booming. But if you have nothing but fantastic reviews and a lot of reviews, yeah, people are going to go. Like, you go to restaurants, I'm pretty sure, because of reviews, right? Like, you're not going to go to this one delicious, let's say, Mediterranean restaurant, and you go on it, and then you one star, you know, oh, I hate the way the customer service is. Oh my God, they never reply back. What am I saying? Or they never, their food is cold or whatever, right? You're not gonna be, you know what? Let's go check it out. Yeah, no, you're gonna say, let's look for another Mediterranean spot because this place is probably not the best. So guys, in this episode, we talk all about that. We get cracking down on how to dominate the reviews, how to reply back to bad reviews, and we also talk about the myth. Like, the myth in the sense is, if we paid Facebook, or not Facebook, or maybe Facebook, but if we paid Yelp, you know, for their ads, would they be more on our side? Would they be more generous and say, you know what, let's take down some negative reviews? Or let's, because we know sometimes when a real patient puts up a positive review on Yelp, you know how sometimes it just doesn't show, it's not recommended apparently. Is that like Yelp messing with us or toying with us, you know, saying like, if you pay me, I'll show more of the positive reviews? We get into that as well. And yeah, we talk all about how to increase this. And you know what, let's make June the month where we can increase reviews. Let's make that a goal, guys. Let's like try really, really hard to make that a goal, to increase the reviews this month. Anyways, so I speak with Stuart Fault. He's the owner, founder, you know, creator of Patient Snap. And let's see what he's doing right now. Let's talk about his past, present, future, first of all. But at the same time, let's see what he's got going on right now and how he can help us.
I got my start in dentistry right out of college. I had a neighbor working over at Dentrix, the software company, of course. So ended up getting a job through my buddy at Dentrix, and kind of, you know, spent a couple years there and found that dentistry was actually really cool. I felt like it was a good niche. I felt like there was a lot of opportunity, you know, there. I felt like it was kind of a cool, you know, industry to sink my teeth into. But after a while at Dentrix, I kind of, you know, I've always been entrepreneurial. And so I was always kind of looking for an opportunity to do my own thing. And so after being there for a couple of years, getting comfortable working with, you know, dental practices, I started to hear about like search engine optimization. Now this was probably, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago, when that was a newer concept and there weren't too many people doing it. And so I thought like, man, this is kind of cool. I could, you know, possibly go out on my own and help some people, you know, get ranked high on Google. You know, again, at the time it was kind of a new concept. So I went around and got some clients and got a couple of, you know, SEO guys to help me and, you know, did that for a couple years. Through that experience though, what I learned was, a lot of my clients were getting a lot of their patients online from the reviews.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, well, this is interesting, you know? And again, this was a long time ago and this kind of was a newer concept, you know, 7, 6, 8 years ago, whatever it was. And so I thought, well, man, I wonder if I should, create a service that just solely, helps dental practices specifically get really good at helping dentists learn how to get reviews on different sites like, Yelp and Google and the different sites that actually matter. And so at that point, I created what is my company today. And we've been around for, doing this review business for about 5 or 6 years and have gotten really good at, again, helping dentists get reviews.
Awesome. And so you mentioned you worked at Dentrix. What's like the biggest takeaway you can remember or recall that you, when you left Dentrix, you took with you?
I was kind of low man on the totem pole. I was just out of college. And so, I mean, to be real with you, the biggest thing that I took away was I didn't want to work for a big corporation.
Gotcha.
Dentrix was awesome. It's well respected. I have a lot of respect for them, and I'm grateful that I was able to get my start there. But that was the biggest takeaway that I took. I just did not want to be the guy in the cubicle, working at a big corporation for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. What'd you learn at Dentrix? Like, what do they teach you there?
At Dentrix, so my role at the time was basically setting up appointments. So I got really good at, setting up appointments for outside reps. And so that's essentially, what I learned, how to get on the phone with, the offices, how to talk to the offices, how to, schedule the appointments for the outside reps. And again, that was kind of my thing. Obviously, Dentrix does A to Z, and, I'm sure a lot of the other employees got a better education as far as, the software and so on and so forth. But that was really what I did.
Yeah, gotcha. And would you say, because you said you started researching like SEO maybe like 7, 8 years ago, it's changed, but would you say it's changed significantly that it's confusing to most now, or it's changed like slightly? Because, search engines have updates, and a lot of
sure.
people already kind of know that, like Google's updates, Panda, Penguin, Hummingbird. But would you
right.
say now it's a whole different story for SEO than it was 7 years ago?
I think absolutely 100%. I mean, I think a lot of people too are sick and tired of SEO people, and that, I mean, that it's sad, but I mean, and there's really great, SEO companies out there. Do not get me wrong. And, people have gotten amazing results from the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, I feel like, like any other industry, I guess, and perhaps a little bit more than other industries, like SEO has kind of gotten a bad name. I think a lot of people are sick of the phone calls saying, oh, we're going to promise you the world and blah, 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 blah. And, really, there's not much value there. And so, I think people have gotten really confused, and I think people have kind of gotten fed up with it a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's one technique, tactic, strategy, or procedure that you have used or seen attract new patients and increase dental practices' profits?
Yeah, so one of the best things that I think we've done in the past with practices is we've taught offices how to get patients to leave reviews while they're in the office. And that's worked out very, very well for us, just because, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been through the experience of, it kind of hits them, oh my gosh, we need reviews for the practice. We need Google and Yelp reviews,
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is typically they'll start to ask patients like, hey, Bob, man, you've been coming here forever. We've got a good relationship. If you can, please write me a review, when you go home. And then they'll always, all the time, they'll say, oh, sure, doctor, love to do it, no problem. They walk out the door and they forget, life goes on. They forget, that Dr. So-and-so asked for the review. They want to write a review, but they just never get around to it because they leave the office and forget. So I would say probably that's the best strategy that we've implemented with, over 1,000 practices, and it's worked really well.
And how have you done that? Like how can a patient leave a review while they're in the office?
Yeah, so we've created a really simple system. I mean, like anything else, it's if you have the right system and if it's just dumb as dirt easy for you and the staff, it'll work. If it's complicated, if it's tricky, no one's gonna implement it, no one's gonna do it, and it's not gonna work. And so we've created what we consider a very simple system. And it's basically a text message that goes out to happy patients and just makes it very simple for them to leave a review while they're in the office. Either on Yelp, Google, and then the third option is the practice website.
And does that message go out like while they're in the practice or?
Yeah, so it can go out while they're in the practice. It can go out after their appointment, the next day. Really, it's the off at the office's discretion. And
Oh,
so
gotcha.
we typically like to have, one staff member. So there's someone who's basically held accountable and can kind of pick and choose the happy patients to receive the text message. And yeah, it works really well.
That's cool. That's cool. And so what's your recommendation on combating bad reviews?
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, I think, sincerely, taking in the feedback, I mean, a lot of the times we see terrible reviews about staff or about a staff member in particular. And when you keep seeing, that, Pam, for example, is getting negative reviews, well, maybe it's time to, have a chat with Pam and maybe replace her, So yeah, I think the first thing is just, taking the feedback seriously. The second thing, if you get a bad review and it's from a patient who you've got a pretty good rapport with, I don't think there's any problem with, reaching out to them and just saying, hey, shoot, we saw that you wrote us a bad review, so sorry about that. Is there anything we can do to make it right? And just genuinely try to make things right. And a lot of my clients in the past have noticed that without even them asking, if they make things right, the patient will then take down the bad review. Now, there's always the situation, Michael, where it's like, and again, your listeners, I'm sure they've experienced this. Basically, the patient that left a review is either a non-patient or a total psycho. Total psycho. Like no other way to like put it. Like just a freaking psycho. Like we've all had those patients, and at that point, it's definitely not a good idea to reach out to them, just because that could cause like a domino, negative effect, and things could actually get worse. They can go to other websites and write more bad reviews, and I just wouldn't recommend that. And so I usually tell doctors, like, use your judgment, but if it's a reasonable person, reach out, try to make things right. If it's a not reasonable person, well, then let's be really proactive and let's get our positive patients to leave positive reviews and bury the crap out of those bad reviews.
Gotcha. Yeah, because a lot of the times when people get bad reviews, it's mainly because like of a new patient who maybe they felt like, oh, I waited in the waiting room for like 45 minutes. My appointment was at 11, and they caught me at 11:45, and then the X-ray machine hurt my mouth, and it was so uncomfortable. I gagged almost through it. You know what I mean? They start leaving like this really long rant, and then Yelp doesn't take it down because Yelp's like, hey, this looks real. It's really long. You know, they have like 17 friends, and they always leave bad reviews. So, how do you think?
Right.
I hear a lot of the times that for Yelp, you can either pay to take down the review or you have to pay in order to have your positive reviews, 'cause you know how like they kind of hide it under the non-recommended reviews. Is that true?
Right.
Is that true about Yelp or not really?
So that's, I think I consider that to be totally mythical. I mean, I've heard so many different, stories of people hearing that same thing, and then they'll sign up with Yelp and realize that no, at the end of the day, what they need are basically patients like me, guys that have a Yelp account, guys that have a lot of friends on Yelp, guys that have written a lot of reviews already on Yelp, write a real authentic Yelp review from their device. And really, that's the only way to do it. And I also always recommend to doctors, like, the kind of the cherry on top of a review is always if the patient will check in. So there's a check-in button on Yelp. If they click the check-in button, that makes the review more authentic in Yelp's eyes. And so it's less likely to be taken down. Or if they add, as well, pictures to their experience and to their review, the review is less likely to be taken down. And so really, I think the best way to combat it is just to do really great work and make it very simple for those quote unquote Yelpers, people that have a Yelp account to leave a review. Now, I have a lot of, a lot of doctors that are frustrated. They'll tell me, Stuart, man, like, we're having everyone, sign up for Yelp and do a review, and then the review gets filtered.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, doctor, don't ask the non-Yelper patients, the patients that do not have a Yelp account, to leave a review on Yelp, because the chances are likely, if the first review they've ever written on the Yelp platform, it will get filtered out. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
How can we get more patients to actually check in? Like, for example, on Facebook mm-hmm. or on Yelp?
Yeah, with Yelp and with Facebook, when you're wanting patients to actually check in, that's something that you actually can incentivize. So with reviews, you never want to be the guy that bribes people to leave a review, right? Because it's against kind of the rules and regulations of the different review sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so a common thing that I do see is a lot of doctors will say, oh, I'll give you a $20 gift card to Starbucks if you leave us a review. That's great until you have kind of the anal Yelper go online and go on Yelp and, blast the doctor saying, oh, this guy offers free gift cards for the reviews, don't trust the reviews, blah, blah, blah. That can kind of be the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I just put that out there, warning the doctors, like, don't be that guy. Don't bribe patients to leave reviews. But as far as, checking in, you can offer, a patient a pot of gold to check in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can give them, free gift card, whatever, you want to offer to incentivize patients to check in. You can get signs up in the office like, hey, if you check in, we'll give you this. Or you can just have the conversation with the patients you have a good relationship with, like, hey, we're trying to get patients to check in. And, oh, by the way, if you could write us for you, that'd be great.
Yeah,
and so that's typically how I would go about it. But I was going to mention, Michael, like one of the best things to do for an office is to really, create an atmosphere and a culture around being an office that understands positive reviews, understands where they need reviews, and just kind of a culture of online reviews, just so the entire staff understands, like, okay, these reviews are a big deal. We want to get them. We want to do great work so patients are inspired to leave us great reviews because it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's half the battle. I think a lot of the times, even if the doctor has the vision of, my gosh, I could really be getting so many more patients online if I had great reviews, I think the problem is the staff doesn't have the vision. There's not that culture in the office.
Gotcha. And how do you think someone can implement that culture in the office?
I think just talking about it first, having meetings, and not just mentioning it once, but making it a regular conversation. And then also, one thing that we've seen works well is just getting the staff involved as much as, and incentivized. So as much as us as the practice owner would like to think that the staff is, as motivated as we are, really, at the end of the day, it's a job to them. They're trying to do their job, get paid, and go home.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, us as the practice owner, we're trying to build a business, right? We're trying to create wealth. And so we're very, this is our passion. And so to help, staff members be a little bit more excited, a fun contest, like, hey, whoever gets the most reviews for patients this month, we'll get, $100 gift card to Nordstrom, right? Or a $50 gift card to iTunes, or, hey, let's do something fun to incentivize the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I like that. And so you own Patient Snap, right? Tell us a little bit about Patient Snap.
Yeah. So, I'm the owner of Patient Snap. And, like I'd mentioned before, I've been doing this for about 5 years. And, I've really gone out there and took in the approach of before, we're a smaller company and we have some really good roots though. I've gone, personally door to door the last 5 years trying to talk to about 10 or 15 practices a day. And so I don't know the math on that, but I've talked to a lot of offices. We've worked with a lot of offices. We've got a good base. And we've literally figured out, we've kind of cracked this whole review code thing for specifically for for a dentist. And so we have a couple of really simple software tools that we implement, and people say all the time, like, "Oh my gosh, Stuart, like this actually is working, and it's so simple, and thank you." So yeah, we're all about the reviews. Our core belief is that, you really should have about at least 150 positive reviews on Google and 150 positive reviews on Yelp. And that way, that's kind of, a shield around your reputation, your online marketing for the rest of your career. And so if you actually put, a little effort and you get a bunch of reviews on these different sites, the inevitable, negative review that will come, even to the best doctors, it won't destroy your reputation. It won't cause your current and potential patients to look at your reviews and think, "Oh my gosh, I'm never coming back to this guy." So it's a big deal. So we're passionate about reviews. We love it.
That's good. That's good stuff. And so, what's one strategy, idea, or technique you would never do again, and why?
This isn't something I guess I've necessarily done, but just something that I've seen other practices do as far as, their effort to get online reviews. We've seen a lot of offices, put up a laptop or an iPad in the office, and their head is in the right place. They've got good intentions, like, "Hey, we want real reviews from real patients. Patient, go ahead and sign into your, Google account, for example, on this iPad and write us a review. Or sign up, sign into your Yelp account on this laptop, write us a review." And what happens is a lot of doctors will go through that effort, get a bunch of reviews on Google or Yelp, and what ends up happening is Google or Yelp or, XYZ online review site will see that all the reviews are coming from the same device or the same IP address is what they call it. And eventually all of those reviews will get taken down because in the review site's eyes, they aren't authentic, they aren't real. For all we know, front desk Barb is writing all the reviews.
Making them
And
up,
so
yeah.
so it's very important that the doctors realize that you've got to get patients from their own device to leave the review. They have to have an account, say it's a Yelp review. They have to have a Yelp account, say it's a Google review. They have to have a Gmail address, and it has to be from their device. So that's the one strategy tactic I would say, just to avoid
To
putting a
never do
laptop or
again.
an iPad in the office.
Yeah, to never do again. And you know what? Something you mentioned before that I didn't realize until probably like a couple of months ago was that yeah, it is it's not it is frowned upon or is it? I think it's illegal actually to bribe someone to leave a review on Yelp, right? Like as far as have an incentive. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I was reading like the laws and regulations because of a buddy of mine who owns a practice. Yelp kind of sent them something that they were concerned about, and I saw the letter and I was like, "Whoa, they really do." Because I've always known that. I've always known like people, or not people, but dentists, incentivizing like, "Hey, here's a $20 gift card for every time you leave a review," or you know what I mean?
Totally.
But I never knew it was, I guess, illegal or not allowed. It's
Yeah,
awesome.
it's like a mega no-no because these different review sites, it's their livelihood to get people like you and me to go back and actually trust the reviews. So they know if there's a lot of, incentives and different bribes going on, that there's eventually going to be, just fake reviews all over their platform, and then that devalues their business. And so they're very, very serious about, making these reviews authentic as possible, which is great for everyone because when we do get positive reviews there, typically our patients trust them and they actually will come to our practice because of our good reviews.
And so say like I'm a practice or I'm a dental practice owner, right? I'm a dentist and I'm thinking about my patients right now, my best patients, but a lot of them, especially the long-term ones, are at that age where like, internet is still kind of new to them. They really don't know what how to create an email account or a Yelp account or anything like that, but they would leave a beautiful review. How can you like what are your suggestions to get like their words onto Yelp or onto Google,
Yeah, really, really good question. So, patients that don't have a Yelp account, don't have a Gmail address for Google. The third option is our website. So we want live fresh reviews on our website, just so patients that after they find us online and they're really diving deep, ready to make an appointment, they can actually read through fresh, updated reviews on our website. And with our platform, we make it very simple for patients, old and young, to do that, and that doesn't require an account or any technical, savvy or skill. And so, something very, very simple. I mean, my parents are in their 60s, and a lot of older patients, say they don't write reviews every day. Well, doctors need to know. They sure as heck read them. So just because patients don't write reviews, everyone's reading them. It's a small amount of people who are actually writing them. And so PatientSnap's job is basically to make it very simple for, the mass number of patients to write reviews.
So you recommend for them to write a review on PatientSnap?
Yeah, so with our text platform, they have the option to leave a review on Google, Yelp, and then the third option is the website. So say a silver fox, 65-year-old man rolls through the office, and we know this guy's not going to leave, a Yelp review, but he's a great guy. He's been coming here for years, and I know he'd write a great review, like you said. All they need to do is text this guy and then walk him through the process. It's literally one click of a button. It allows him to write in his review on his phone and click another button, and then it automatically streams to their website. That's with our platform.
To the dental practices website?
Yes.
Ah, okay, got you. So like PatientSnap kind of gives them like I guess a link on the phone or something, right? And the dentist or the dental assistant or anybody who's in the operatory with them can kind of like help them, and then they can just write a quick review. Dentist is awesome, right? And then poop, it goes to their website, right?
Yep, exactly. And then it would
Ah,
have
gotcha.
the patient's first name, last initial. It would show that date, and so patients looking at the website can always see fresh reviews. And it's a very, very simple thing for, in this case, the older patient who isn't tech savvy. You know, even even there's an option even for patients like that to leave a good review.
Gotcha. That's smart. That's really good. That's easy stuff. All right, man.
Yeah, simple.
So, what is the best piece of advice that you have ever received that can help my listeners simplify, accelerate, or completely change their practice in a positive way?
I would think back to, probably about 5, 6 years ago when I started getting into reviews. One thing that, really inspired me to dive deep into this niche. I was working with a prominent dental consultant out of Arizona, and this guy's worked with, hundreds of practices, so on and so forth, and just been really successful and gotten really great results. And one thing that he told me, which was really insightful, he was like, "Stuart, I've done so many studies, and it's super interesting because I've learned from my studies that the most profitable practices are the guys that have over 300 reviews, 300 testimonials or reviews." And I thought, that's interesting. Wow. Okay. And I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, we've done test after test, and it's like that's the common denominator for all our, again, most profitable practices." And I thought, "Well, wow. Well, I should create a service and a business around helping dentists, be more profitable by having these 300 plus positive reviews." And so, the best advice I would, pass along is, make it a goal for your office to get at least 300 positive reviews, so you're the guy in your town and your local market that, is shining well above all of your competition with your online reviews, because patients, they look at those reviews and they make their decisions to come into your practice by those reviews. And so I would just say make it a goal to get 300 plus reviews.
Wow, that's a lot. Like to be honest with you, I have yet to see. Well, maybe I have 300. Like I know some dentists who are like struggling just to get, to number two,
Right. And
but
then
300 is a
keep
lot.
it keep it yeah, keep it keep in mind, not 300 on one site, right? So not 300 reviews necessarily on Google, right? But we want, 70 reviews positive on Google. We want, a ton of reviews positive on our website. We want a ton of reviews, and especially in different markets like, the LA market where I'm kind of based out of. I see dentists with over 200 reviews all the time just on Yelp. And, it brings in a lot of patients, and it's not easy, but they have systems in place and they do really great work, and it pays off.
Yeah, that's true. And what's kind of bittersweet is like these reviews pretty much not like cancel out, but like it puts your studies and everything you went to school for like on the back burner, like on the second hand, because people look at your reviews, right? Say you're a doctor of oral surgery, right? And you got all these degrees and you're still doing, you've just discovered the latest and greatest, and you have the latest and greatest technology as well. But if your reviews are like all one star, yeah, you're probably not going to get, you know what I mean? Like your money's worth of what you went to school for or anything. But if you did all that and your reviews are, are popping, you have a lot of good feedback, like you said, 150 plus. And yeah, I mean, people are going to go to you, because, and then they're going to mention, yeah, he has the latest technology. He's going to do all this. But yeah. Reviews have honestly changed the way, everybody kind of does business. They changed the world pretty much.
Oh, it's everything these days. And oh my gosh, I mean, I've had so many conversations with, a lot of older, old school doctors that, it seems like they find a lot of pride in building their practice. And they always tell me the same thing, word of mouth. Oh, I don't do marketing. It's just word of mouth. And I'll have to point out to the doctor, well, doctor, if you think about it, sites like Yelp and Google, right? These are word of mouth on steroids, right? Yeah. So your grandpa that, you inherited the practice from, he would have killed, to have this opportunity to build so much word of mouth online that, oh my gosh, we've got it so good. We have these great tools in place. All we have to do is have a system that makes it simple and utilize it, because seriously, like, this is modern day word of mouth.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Alrighty, Stuart. Just out of my own curiosity, just because I want to know, are you reading any books right now?
Yeah. Right now, I am. Yeah, I actually picked up. Let's see. I'm a big Audible guy, so like a lot of us, I'm traveling a lot and stuff, and I love Audible, man.
Yeah.
But right now, my most recent book I'm looking into is what is it? Unshakable.
Oh,
Tony Robbins book.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet, but
yeah.
I heard it's about investing and, just business book. It's a business book, but
I'm gonna get to it. So I'm diving into that right now. How about you? What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm almost done with The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. and then
nice.
I just got done reading The Influence, The Power of Persuasion. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah.
Audible, too.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Audible, nice. I'll have to check those out.
Yeah. But alrighty, Stuart, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a pleasure. But before we say goodbye, tell us where it is we can find you.
Yeah, no, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me, man. So to check us out, just go to our website. It's just Patient Snap, like snap my fingers, so patientsnap.com. And check out the site. And if you guys, if anyone wants information, give us a call. We'd love to give you a quick demo and show you how we possibly can help.
Awesome. All right. And website and everything else will be in the show notes below. Thank you so much again, Stuart, for being with us. It was a pleasure, and we'll hear from you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
What's up, family? I hope you enjoyed that episode. It was, like I said, very, very informative on how you guys can get reviews. Guys, go ahead and check out patientsnap.com if you want. Very, very useful tool to increase your reviews for your dental practice, for any type of a third-party website that you're looking for as well. So, I mean, if you guys want to start boosting reviews, you can ask, look into patientsnap.com, build some type of system where you guys are creating goals as well. Like, you know what I mean? This week we're going to do 2 reviews. You know what? Our patient Sally loves us. Let's send her an email, or let's just text her through our, other software, through Dentrix or what have you, Solution Reach, and let's see if she can leave us a review. Let's try and boost those reviews up this week. Let's do that for the month of June. Yeah, let's do that for the month of June. Let's try and get those reviews as high as possible for the month of June. Let's make that happen. Let's make that a goal. Okay. So, guys, thank you also so much I want to thank Facebook Ignite for supporting the show. Guys, please, please, please check out Facebook Ignite. Go to deliveringwow.com/TDM. Just check it out. If you guys really want to get new patients, and I'm being for real, I'm being honest. Like, if you really, really, truly want to get new patients, and we all know everybody's on social media, and especially we all know everybody's on Facebook, right? A lot of you guys, a lot of my listeners are on Facebook, and you're listening, or you figured out about the podcast through Facebook or social media, go ahead and check it out. See what Facebook Ignite is all about. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Please, please be sure to follow me on Instagram. It's The Dental Marketer. And also go ahead and like the Facebook page, as always, which is under The Dental Marketer as well. And don't forget to check out deliveringwow.com/TDM. The link is going to be in the show notes below. Thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.